In effect, Germany and the Soviet Union would split Poland up among themselves. This had been done before. Germany would gain a sphere of influence in Lithuania, while the Soviet Union would get a sphere of influence in Latvia, Estonia, and Bessarabia. Sphere of influence, of course, is a code word for ownership. As I've mentioned before, Russia has always lacked natural lines of defense, like wide rivers and impenetrable mountain ranges. Russian leaders like Peter the Great and Alexander the First had depended on defense in depth. Lure the enemy in, let him stretch his lines of supply out, and then devour him. The more territory Stalin acquired for the USSR, the safer he felt. Hitler, too, was quick to take what he was after. On September 1, 1939, after a staged, quote-unquote, Polish attack on a German radio station, Germany unleashed a blitzkrieg, or lightning war, upon Poland from the west. Stalin had to finish cleaning up his nasty war with the Japanese, but he soon sent the Red Army into Poland from the east. Although Great Britain and France responded by declaring war on Germany, no further help was coming.